Yesu yebazibwa abooluganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Musiibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu?
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Buuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your neighbor.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eri omwoyo omutukuvu.
Which come from the Holy Spirit.
N'obuweereza bw'abamalayika abatukuvu.
Ministration of the Holy Angels.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Gamba muganda otugenda mu kuyitibwa kwa ggwanga.
Tell your brethren you're going in the call of the nation.
Twabadde tumuyisinze naye Mukama mulungi.
We had missed, but God is good.
Olugendo lw'eggulu tujja kuluddamu wakati mu wiiki.
We shall repeat the journey of heaven in the midst of the week.
Gye tusomera ebibinja bya malayika.
Where we study groups of angels.
Naye katweyongereyo n'olugendo lw'eggulu.
Let's move on with the call of the nation.
Mune okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga.
The call of the nation.
Ate tweyongere okunyonnyoka ebyama ebikwata ku kuyitibwa kwaffe.
Move on, explain to groups concerning our call.
Gwe Uganda.
You Uganda.
Nawe mukwano gw'eggwanga ya
Uganda. And you friend of the nation Uganda.
Olyoke oyongere okutegeera engeri Katonda gye yatuyitamu.
And you move on and understand how God called us.
N'engeri gye tulina okutuukirizamu okuyitibwa okwo.
And how we are to fulfill that call.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Manyi okuyitibwa kuno kukyaludde ebbanga nga kusirika nnyo.
Call is taking time, it's gotten silenced so much.
Okwetoola ensi yonna.
All over the entire world.
Bazze babeera n'essuubi eryo.
They have been having that hope. That perhaps it will come time.
Ekisuubizo kya Katonda mu ggwanga eri.
And the promise of God on that nation.
Kirituviirayo naffe tulikiraba.
It will arise for us and we too shall see it.
Kugambye nti ensi zonna zibadde mu kulindirira.
Told you that all nations have been awaiting.
Nga ziyaayaana.
And they are yearning.
Nga zigamba naye ensi eyo.
And they say that that country.
Luliba luliyo.
It will come time.
Erivaamu omusana gwaffe gwe tulindiridde ebbanga lino.
It shall come our light we have awaited for long.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So kati Mukama bw'atuwadde chance.
And when God has given us this chance, renewing the call of the nation Uganda, and we
saw
let's not use time well.
If
there is any moment of passing through, and we pass through the word in the midst,
yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
The call of the nation Uganda.
Kwe kwaviirako olugendo lwe.
It's what caused the journey of heaven.
Era kwe kwaleeta okubikulembeza Satan.
It's what brought revealed schemes of Satan.
So tetuyinza kukusembya kati.
Now we can't make it get last.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tugenda kuba tweyongerayo nako olwaleero.
We're going to move on with it today.
Abasinga adala kati banda tukitweyongera n'olugendo
lwe. Let's move on with the journey of heaven.
Naye katukyuseemu okw'omwoyo wa Katonda.
Change by the Spirit of God.
Weyongere okunnyikira mu kumanya.
And you move on sink into knowledge.
Okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lyaffe lya Uganda.
Of the call of our nation Uganda.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume n'onadde okwitness.
Apostle Ron and Hope Witness.
Wamune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
N'omusomi waffe wa Bayibuli.
And our Bible reader, Teacher James.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Abapya mwenna tubaaniriza.
All the new members, we welcome you.
Webala okujja.
Thank you for coming.
So kaakano tukyabayita bapya mu mubiri.
Right now we no more call you new in the flesh.
Naye tunaabayita ng'abapya mu Kristo Yesu.
We shall call you new in the Christ Jesus.
Abamaze ofuuka ekitonde ekiggya.
Those who come a new creation. And we know each has discovered their brethren. Yet you are no more visitors here.
Tuli baruganda.
We are related.
Siwe wao.
Is it not that?
Tugenda mu kuyitibwa.
We are going in the call.
Endagaano.
The covenant.
N'ekitiibwa kya Katonda omulamu.
And glory of the living God.
Ugwanga lya Uganda.
On the nation of Uganda.
Eddi.
In Eddi.
Nga bwe byali ku ggwanga lya Isirayiri.
As it was on the nation of Israel.
Ebiro bya BC.
In the eras of BC.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuli ku phase eyokusatu.
We are on the third phase.
Kitegeeza emabega twakamala phase nga bbiri eziyise.
Behind we've so far finished two phases.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Eziri mu kuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
Those which are in the call of the nation Uganda.
Wabula mu phase eno eyokusatu.
But in this third phase.
Tulabiddemu abajulirwa basatu.
In it we've seen three witnesses.
Oba engeri ez'emirundi esatu.
Or the three ways.
Katonda ziri abikulamu okuyitibwa kwa Uganda.
Through which God revealed the call of Uganda.
Kusobola okubeera n'obujulirwa bw'emirundi esatu.
Able to hold the witness of three.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omujulirwa eyasooka.
The first witness.
Katonda bwe yabikula okuyitibwa kwa Uganda.
When God revealed the call of Uganda.
Mu bunnabbi obuli mu Bible.
In the prophecies within the Bible.
Mu BC.
In the BC.
Anna ab'oluganda ab'abaana.
people with the children,
don't
wait for the child to cry for we are recording. Many times you give birth to your brother or sister and you hate them that they have cried. But you cried like that. You did understand what was going on.
God,
even them to lead them, you're getting angered over them. Let's control the young ones. They are young in the flesh, but spiritually they are mature. Our Father is the one God in heaven, the Father of our spirits. Let's move on with the call of Uganda. I told you we are right in the third phase, where there are three witnesses. The three ways through which God revealed the call of Uganda.
So
the first two ways we winded them up. The first way, God revealed the call of Uganda in the BC through the prophecies which are in the Bible, the scriptures of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
God
promised to get a new nation.
When
we read Deuteronomy 32, verses 21, when God promised, and he said, the children of Israel,
you will
get a new nation to make them jealous, and it will serve him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
There are
many scriptures we came looking unto. Reaching one, we reached Isaiah 19, verses 5 to 10. When they showed Uganda marked with the longest river, the source of the river Nile, as Israel was marked with the river Euphrates. Praise Jesus so much. And that sign marked the flow of the Holy Spirit. As we got explained in John 7,
verse
37 to 39, that the streams of living waters, they represent the Holy Spirit. Now we got explained of many things, prophecies in the scriptures of truth, which mark the call of the nation Uganda. Still, we reach the second part in this third phase. When we saw God, when he revealed the call of Uganda through the history of truth, which came from scriptures of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
we saw the explorers, and they fought for the holy river, the river Nile. And they said it had carried their faith, where they strengthened and where the source of it is, out of which will come a great revival. There will be coming extreme faith from there. There will be coming a higher revelation from there. Praise Jesus so much. In that we saw the men,
Uganda, Kulali, Africa.
We saw men, the explorers called Uganda the Pearl of Africa, the land flowing with milk and honey, instead of the nation Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Uganda is expected
to be the glory of the entire world.
Now,
still, when we reach to see
the
rightful history, which based on the Holy Scriptures, when they brought the Israelites in the nation of Uganda, those of the tribes of Benjamin, most of them, and they said this was the new homeland the Holy One had chosen. And we showed you, many of you are like that, who came from the tribe of Benjamin, and even in the other tribes. But the tribe of Benjamin explained to you how the blacks came to be among them. All those we are separate. We move on, show many things to us. This day, we are looking on the third way, how God revealed the call of Uganda. This way, God revealed the call of Uganda through the prophecies in the AD, from Uganda and outside Uganda. From outside Uganda and from Uganda, the entire world has been following the thing of our call.
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus so much. But what surprises most, not being able to come out to stand as is required of us.
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus so much.
Just as we
read for you in Amos 3, verses
6-8.
God never does anything except He's been warning through His prophets. Now the truth is this, that this day we want to look on the prophecies which have come revealing the call of Uganda, right from outside
Uganda
and within Uganda. And you see those yearning right from the entire world. But they say, we have higher hopes within Uganda. We expect a great revelation from there. It's going to help us all over the world back in the light of the word of God. God speaks in Amos like this.
Amos 3
from verses
6. Bugwa ku kibuga Mukama nga tabuleese onyolw'omusanvu. Mazima Mukama Katonda taliiko kyalikola wabula ng'abikkulidde abaddu be bannabbi ekyama kye.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mukama taliiko kyajjakola.
God doesn't do anything except He's revealed His servants the prophet.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much. The truth is this, brethren, God is not going to do anything except to reveal His servants, the prophets.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
So azabikulira bannabbi bangi.
Now he's been revealing to many prophets in this generation of AD.
Okuva wabweru wa Uganda.
Right from outside Uganda,
Uganda
and within Uganda.
Ngabikula okuyitibwa kuno.
And he reveals this call.
Ate mumanya ng'ekitalo ddala.
In the power which is extreme.
N'essuubi ery'amaanyi.
The hope which is highly powerful.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
This
brief announcement, they have told me it's an urgent. I don't know whether it is that. They are people who steal children from churches. You will sit here and they steal your child hung out. The Holy Spirit is good. That is there to protect you. But don't ignore your child, move outside alone.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's move on. Hope you would have told that to the parents.
Yes, he was
praise
with
Jesus so much.
Let's
move on with our call of Uganda.
Like I
told you, Amos 3, verses 6
unto
8. God can do nothing except first reveal the servants, the prophets.
So,
Uganda, now, the call of Uganda, it's not that we've imposed it to ourselves. It's not wishing honors for ourselves. But it's a promise which has taken a long time.
era nga tukuleze emitendere gy'emirundi esatu
katonda
zazze ng'abikulamu okuyitibwa kwa
ugandaobunnabbi
obuli mu byawandiiko
ebyamazima
ne tukuwa ekitundu kino ekyokubiri histori eyagoberera ebyawandiiko ebyamazima era nga jayogera kuyitibwa kwa uganda tutuuse mu kaseera kano okwolesebwa obunnabbi obuyise mu baweereza ba
katonda
okuva wabweru wa uganda ne mu
uganda
nga bujja bwogera okuyitibwa okwo okwa uganda naye ngaekiseera kyetulimu kyekiseera kyennyini nnyini nnyini ekitakyalimu kulinda naku kulinkiriza
waiting.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so
much. Banga katonda bagamu Hosea 12.
When God says in Hosea 12,
olunyolwe 10,
verses 10,
ndinokolesebwa za kuongera yongera.
If you have visions you've been increasing, multiplying them.
Ngagamba okolesebwa kuno.
And see this vision.
Kuna abaletera okutegeera nti ndi serious.
Brought them understand I am serious.
Era nga saagala kudda mabega.
I don't want to retire.
Ne wankubadde okulindako.
Need that to wait anymore.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus
so much. So kasera kuuliramu okuyitibwa kuno kwa Uganda.
Want to hear of the call of Uganda.
Ewaki ali kisera kya kulinda.
No more any time of waiting.
Kubanga bali mu nsi bonna batulinzeeko.
People in the world are waiting for us.
Naye nga ffe ebbanga lisinga tubadde mu kwebaka.
We most of the time we've been sleeping.
Wabula tewakyali kaseera ako.
And there's no more that time.
Buli omu alina ekyokukola.
Everyone with something to do.
Kimugwanidde agoloke tukole.
It's required of them a why arise.
Nga bw'ogenda okwongera okuwulira.
Like you're going to move on here.
Essuubi ly'abantu okwetoola ensi yonna.
Hope of people all over the world.
Katuwulire mu Hosea.
Let's hear in Hosea.
Kosaye esuula ey'ekkumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Hosea 12 verses 10.
Era nayogeranga ne bannabbi era nnyongedde okwolesebwa era nnaageranga engero mu mukono gwa bannabbi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yayogera ne bannabbi.
He spoke with the prophets.
Nayongera okwolesebwa.
Brought provisions.
N'aleeta n'ebigambo eby'engero.
Brought words of parables.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Waliwo ebigambo eby'engero nga biri ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
Proverbs upon the nation Uganda.
Naddala nga mu Buganda wano.
Mostly in Buganda.
Waliwo olugero.
There is a proverb.
Kitaffe yatuzaala abaana. Mama yatuzaala abaana musanvu.
Mother birthed us 7 children.
N'atubumbira obukulenge musanvu.
And she molded us 7 pots.
Ali yasakake.
The one who crushed their pots.
Musanvu.
It's a case.
Sewazike ajjo kumulya.
They will give them to the beast to eat them.
Naye abaana ab'omusanvu.
But the 7 children.
Tuba twogera ku by'omusanvu egyakati.
Speak of the 7 spirits of God.
Obukulenge ge maaso g'omusanvu.
The pots are his 7 eyes.
Nga bw'obiraba
wano. Like you see them right here.
Tujja kuzireeta kengerezo.
We shall bring those proverbs here.
Abaana omusanvu gye by'omusanvu.
The 7 children and the 7 spirits.
Obukulenge ge maaso g'omusanvu.
They are his 7 eyes.
Alias aliwonye alivoro omwoyo
mu. Where Paul blasphemed the Holy Spirit.
Alinde malaika Abaddon sewazi.
Then wait angel Abaddon the beast.
Ziringa ngero naye nga bigango biri mu magezi ag'okutegeera agaliwo.
What's in higher wisdom?
So Katonda afubye.
Now God is right.
Okubikula mu bonna.
Revealed through prophecies.
Okwolesebwa n'engero.
Vision and the proverbs.
Naye nga eggwanga terinnaba kutegeera.
Nation is not yet understood.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati olwali tugenda tunuulirako okwolesebwa kwa mirundi
ena. Now, we're going to look at 2-4 forms of visions.
Okuva wabweru ne mu Uganda.
Which comes from outside and within
Uganda. Nga mutuufu engeri gye kwogerebwamu.
Truly the way it's spoken of.
Gye kufulumizibwamu ne kubuna ensi.
How it's released to spread the world.
Abantu ne bafuna okuyaayaana.
People get the yearning.
Naye nga abali mu ggwanga eryo.
Those in that nation.
Bo bali mu tulo beebase.
They are sleeping.
Olwaleero tekyali kwebaka.
There's no more sleeping.
Kubanga Katonda bwe yali antwala mu lugendo lwe
kwe. When God was taking me in the journey of heaven.
Mwaka gwa 2005.
In the 2005.
Yangamba njagala nkuwe buli ekyetaagisa okukozesebwa mu kuyitibwa okwo.
I want to give you everything needed to be used in that call.
Okitwalire.
You take it.
Baganda baabo.
Your brethren.
Obabuulire.
You tell them.
Era okuŋŋaanya byonna nga bwe mbikulazi.
You gather all as I've shown them.
Ebyokuyitibwa kwa Uganda.
The call of Uganda.
N'ebigenda okukozesebwa.
What is going to be used.
Ng'obannyonnyola okuyita mu lugendo lwe kwe.
As you explain them through the journey of heaven.
Emu kuzimba ekkanisa abatukuvu ba Kristo.
Building the church the same.
Bategeere nga tewakyali kadde.
They understand there's no more time.
Tuli ggwanga eryayitibwa.
We are a nation called.
Okuteekateeka okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Prepare for the coming of Jesus.
Naye nga kirimu okuteekateeka amanga gonna ag'omunsi.
But it involves preparing all nations of the world.
Nga Isirayiri bwe yateekateeka amazaalibwa
ge. Just as Israel prepared for his birth.
Bwe yali azaalibwa ku nsi.
When he was going to be born on the world.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga abikudde.
But it's revealed.
Tugenda sooka n'okwolesebwa
okw'abasajja
abaava mu Australia.
The men who came from Australia.
Si Australia, gundi.
Austria.
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 Yes, yebazibwe.
Austria.
Nga bagamba.
And they say,
Katonda ali mu Uganda.
God is in Uganda.
Katonda akola omulimu ogusembayo.
God is doing his final work.
Ng'asinzira mu Uganda.
And is basing in Uganda.
They
came with an amazing yearning.
And
they start with people from all nations of the world. And they say the truth is, in that nation we have hope there.
I've
got the vision of God.
And
the other part,
we
shall look at the Apostle John Mulinde.
John Mulinde,
it will be Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain.
The World Trumpet Mission.
With the World Trumpet Mission.
And
God told him,
Uganda
will be a source of wisdom and the understanding. And it will sound the trumpet
to
proclaim the coming of the Lord Jesus. We shall see of another brethren
Kania.
Like who is known as John Kania.
No kodesiba kwa Uganda.
With the vision of Uganda.
Nga Uganda itidwa okuvamu revival.
And Uganda is called out of which to come revival.
Era okubeera abakulu mu kukkiriza.
And to be the head within faith.
Nga balina amagezi n'okutegeera.
Wisdom and understanding.
No kubikulibwa nga kuteredwa mu action.
Revelations implemented in action.
And it
comes to revelations.
Here
in the new generation we've arrived.
I'm highlighting,
but we're going to cover them ahead. The fourth thing.
We're
going to see the daughter of His Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. Around 11 years. All along she got visions.
Uganda,
out of Uganda will come the light of the word of God.
Which
spread the entire world.
The
daughter
Uganda.
Of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
It's moved
on touching every person. Reaching even the leaders. Of this nation,
there's
no more joking within it.
All
things you see moving on in Uganda, they are awakening us up. Slaughtering, killing children, and he will beat us till we fulfilled. There's no more time. If we stand now, all
the
castles of the evil are going to be put down.
We
have plotted on the nation Uganda.
That's
causing other nations get destroyed.
But
if we stand,
the light
of the word to come out,
we've been
highly blessed as the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
You
see that we bring that light
to
fulfill the call of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You are highly blessed.
I've
joined you on this generation.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Everything
needed to use in the call of Uganda, it's right here. In the new generation. With the full knowledge of God and His glory. We begin with vision number one.
The Australian vision on Uganda.
Vision of Australia in Uganda.
The Austrian vision on Uganda.
Austrian in Uganda. Written in the new vision paper. In 1992.
We are
going to get explained of two things in this vision. The most important thing. The Ark of the Covenant in Uganda. As it was with Moses,
and
to fight with the false prophets, just as it happened in the era of Elijah,
and
even the final work. Praise Jesus so much.
We're
going to hear of this vision as we get explained. Right, for it's going to be played on the projector. And I request you to slot it in as we hear the, as you get explained. You hear of the yearning.
mazima abasajja bajja mu mwaka gwa 1992
the men came in 1992
naye nga bagamba baali mu fellowship baali mu kukungaana
they had been fellowship
nga babuuza mukama
and they asked the Lord
ani analeta omusana gw'okumanya
who will bring the light of knowledge
naye mu nsi zonna
but in the entire world
besingaana nga mukolesebwa okuba bagambye
they found themselves in that vision they told them
mu Uganda
within Uganda
naye nga tebamanyi naye
but they didn't know where it is
ne bajja ne suubi ddene nnyo
come with much hope
naye ne baddayo nga esuubire baasingaana ffe nga bannayuganda tulina kye tumanyi
they came forward as knowing nothing as Ugandans
kubanga twali tetusinzaayo mwoyo
we had not laid our heart to that
katuwulire
let's hear
Uganda for example Austrian vision on Uganda. The new vision, Saturday, November 14th, 1992.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This vision
came
out
in
1992. But them,
they came
on the 13th.
Kenya.
And they passed via Kenya.
On the
14th, they wrote this message within the newspapers. Most people say that they got of these newspapers. But they reached the moment so that hope will not be there. Even some of them threw them off. For they saw what had been spoken of us was big. And it will be impossible. But this day, this time, you're going to see ability in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. They spoke like this.
Sir, the Uganda via Kenya on March 13th, 1992 with many expectations. But we are leaving when totally disappointed.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus so much.
They
wrote in this newspaper. Mostly they targeted His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. They told him, our sir, we came in Uganda. We passed via Kenya. In the March, on the 13th, 1992,
we
had much expectations.
They
had gathered in Austria. And there were many from different nations. And they were looking
for
the new land God came promised in the scriptures, of which will come the light of knowledge. Raise them renewed in the gospel of kingdom God, and the kingdom of righteousness in heaven. But they say, the moment is coming, going back,
but
got in total disappointment.
And really,
those hope you affected us badly.
Those
men sat, they got that money which to be used in that call.
They
are ministers from the different nations. What amazed the most is to reach Uganda and we know nothing. And even what had been spoken of, we studied history.
They
spoke great words on us.
We
saw what are they telling us?
Uganda,
you think it's a story of the whites?
Uganda model
there is for God and our country. We are to stand. But who is upon it? And the word is upon our mouth.
But
in our hearts, neither even doing it.
The
mob don't spoke these words.
We are born again Christians from Austria. During our revival fellowship from Austria.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
He's
born again.
The
Christians
who
come from Austria.
As
they were in the revival fellowship there, they were looking. But who can give us
that
light-filled knowledge?
mukama tuyambe.
God help us.
Boni basalo ne bayingira mu kusaba.
And they started in
the prayer. Repentance. Okuva mu mwanga gonna
ag'omunsi. Mobilize all colleagues from other nations.
Anange mu tukwasa n'amaanyi.
And we handle this with strength.
Kubanga ebyandi kwa byabi bibalaga.
Scriptures were showing them.
Ensi tuli okumanya Katonda.
The world will be filled with the knowledge of God and His glory.
Ne banoonyereza mu history.
And they searched in history.
Nga balabanga waliyo eggwanga eryogerwako.
As if there's a nation spoken of.
Naye nga tebamanyi na gyeriri.
They don't know where it is.
Ne bagamba naye kati ku luno gye tulina okukola.
This time what we are to do.
Tutambule tugende twenenyeze Mukama.
Repent before God.
Tukunga abantu.
We mobilize
others. Tusabe revival tuwo. Abaana ajijja wa.
Give us revival no matter where it comes from.
Fwana atulagirira gye tugenda.
Wherever you show us we shall go.
Munnange nga tebakwata kuba kujja mu Uganda.
And they came to Uganda.
About your country. We did not know even which part of Africa Uganda was. We did not know even in which part we did during our revival fellowship from Austria. We had a vision about your country. We did not know in which
part of Africa.
Praise Jesus so much. They say, when they were in the revival fellowship, and they said, asking God where it's coming from, God told them that nation is Uganda.
They said,
though they had Uganda is in Africa, but they didn't know which part of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
They
try to print out every map to find out where this country is. As they found this nation, in a small nation,
and
asked, where do we reach and pass to reach it? Kenya is what we can know. It's a bit big and more popular.
In East Africa,
and they say, what? Let's get there. That's the land God has shown us. In 1992. We are how many years now? But Uganda, what are you on to?
If
God comes up, beat you today, can you accuse him?
According to Uganda, we did not know we country. We had a vision about your country. We did not know even in which part of Africa Uganda was. According to the vision, Uganda is a blessed country. God is in Uganda.
Praise Jesus so much. They say that according to the vision, when they were getting this vision, they didn't even know the part where Uganda is, though they realized it's in Africa.
They
had to bring out maps and sit down,
and
they searched out with the rightful place.
Say,
according to the vision God gave them,
according to the vision, Uganda is a blessed country. God is in Uganda. The Lord is doing his final work here in Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
according to that vision,
Uganda,
Uganda is a blessed country.
God
decided to put his base in Uganda. Base in it work in the entire world. The base when we were studying, we saw you marked it with the river Nile.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
And
that God,
doing
his final work when he bases in Uganda.
The
final work in the entire world,
it's
a very broad word. God began his work creating heavens and earth. But if he's winding the earth up, it involves the passing away of heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But he says, God has put his base in Uganda.
ensonga lwaki twasooka okukubuulira nti yali yatulambika n'omugga kiyiranga
base
kubanga awakulukuta omugga
ogwo
waliwo akabonero k'omugga gw'amazzi
amalamuomwoyo
omutukuvu akulukuta okuva mu ntebe yakatonda tuvulaba ng'abasajja
explorer
bo baagamba nti omugga ogwo ekitaawe w'emigga
gyonna
Yesu
yebazibwe. Praise Jesus so much.
Okusira bye twasembayo okulaba mu Isaiah sura 19.
Wonder what we last saw in Isaiah 19.
Onyolo okutan paka olwe 10.
Verses 5 and 10.
Twalambikwa n'omugga guno kiyira.
We are marked with the river Nile.
Okubeerawo base ya Katonda.
Be a base of God right there.
Eyo mulimu ogusembayo.
The final work.
Katusomeke oku mu Isaiah.
Let's read in Isaiah.
Ugambe tugenda kuba tulira okwolesebwa.
I told you we're going to be hearing the vision.
Ate nga batukunyonyoka.
At the same time we explain it.
Isaiah sura ye 19 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Isaiah 19 verse 15.
N'amazzi galikendeera mu nnyanja. N'omugga guliweebuuka ne gukala. Onyolo omukaaga. N'emigga giriwunya. Obugga bw'emisiri bulikeewa ne bukala.
Tumanyi omugga ogugabira Misiri.
We know the river which goes to Egypt.
Ogugabira
and gives Sudan,
Ethiopia, Sudan n'amawanga
agamu. And the other nations.
Era kugendera mu dapaka mawanga mangi.
It goes deep to many other nations.
We muga guno kiyira.
Is the river Nile.
Nensi bugo yagwo mu Uganda.
And its source within Uganda.
Isaiah esule ye 19 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Isaiah 19 verses 6.
N'emigga giriwunya. Obugga bw'emisiri bulikeewa ne bukala. Ebitoogo ne saalu biriwotoka. Onyolo omusanvu. Amalundiro agali ku kiyira. Ku lubalama lwa kiyira. Ku lubalama lwa kiyira kwennyini ne byonna ebisigibwa ku kiyira birikala.
Owulidde ekigambo ekyo?
You hear that word?
Ku kiyira kwennyini wali awali ensibuko.
The Nile where the source is.
Ebintu ebiriko biritandika okukala.
Things are pouring will begin to dry.
Amazzi agaliko galitandika
okukendeera. The water levels will reduce.
Bubonero obwaliraga nti akaseera k'okuyitibwa okwo nga katuuse.
Which showed when the moment of the call reaches.
Omugga ogwo gujja kutandika okukendereza ddala
amazzi
n'ebiriko bitandika
okukala
omugga guno tugwogerako ng'akabonero akalaga omwoyo mutukuvu gw'alina
okukulukuta
n'asibukira ddala mu ntebe y'obwakabaka bwa
katonda
katusooke tweyongere mu Isaiah owulire
Isaiah
esula ye 19 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu
Isaiah 19 verse 7
Amalundiro agali ku kiyira, ku lubalama lwa kiyira kwennyini, ne byonna ebisigibwa ku kiyira, birikala, birigobebwawo, so tebiribaawo nate. Onyolo omunaana. Era n'abavubi balikaaba.
Bakati abavubi bakola ki?
Now what are the fishermen up to these days?
Mu Uganda wano.
In Uganda.
Ennyanja zonna bazitunda.
All the water boats were sold off.
Ne bunnabbi obwo.
Those are prophecies.
Bakube kiboko bagobe ku bizinga byoke mutegeere nti ba
chase you from
kiseera kya kuyitibwa
you realize it's the time of your call
yovula banze bwe nalaba ekizinga kye bayo
that's why me when I saw an island burnt down
ne bagoba ko bwali
and they chased off the fishermen
nengamba
I said it is done
bwe natu ko kunyonyola nja kwa nyonyola ekitegeere
ke explain I will explain what they can understand
Yesu ye was
praise Jesus
mubumulabe ebigenda maso
you see things move on
mu Isaiah n'agamba nja kuba kubapaka nga mukitegeere
I'll beat you till you realize yourselves
katumaleyo
let's finish we here
Isaiah esule ye 19 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana
Isaiah 19 verses 8
nabo bonna abasuula amalobo mu kiyira bali nakuwala nabo abasuula ebiragala mu mazzi baligwamu amaanyi olunyiriri olw'omwenda era nataabo abakola omulimu ogw'obugoogwa obusunsule n'abo abaluka engoye enjeru balikwatibwa ensonyi onyolwa ekkumi n'empagi zaayo zirimenyekamenyeka
pakati empagi za misiri
now the pillars of Egypt
oba Africa
or Africa
kati zisinga zonna wansi
most of them have been broken down
Gaddafi down
Gaddafi is down
Empagi ruwaga
the pillars of Africa.
Empagi emu yerino sigala wangi wetu.
Pillars
esinzira mu Uganda.
Has to remain basic in Uganda.
Ezisigadde wansi.
They rest down.
Amen. Wa Misiri
ije kutoka wansi. He's down.
Wa Sudan yene yomba abuka.
North of the Sudan.
bonna buli ebadde empagi
wansi
wa Zimbabwe,
the one of Zimbabwe. Off.
Yes, he was.
Praise free. Jesus.
Tuli mu kiseera.
We are in the moment.
Ngobunabi tewuja ndama bega.
Prophecy is no more returned back.
Ngokuita kwa Uganda tekuti asobola kudda mabega.
All of Uganda can't get backwards anymore.
Yabaga mpaji zonna eza Africa.
Pillars of Africa.
Yamanyi bwanga Misri.
It was known as Egypt.
Zonna lino zite mazigwe.
Has to cut them off to get down.
Buligombadde mwe yulira konti
kati wono. You claim this the one.
Wali na ruwaga wana wesa usa Africa.
We had this one of South Africa. And he took him off.
Mandela.
Mandela.
Bangindo bagenza.
Many are swept off.
Kubanga ayi musomulembo.
For you raise the new generation.
Yes, you was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
Na ye omukka guno.
But this river.
Kaboneroka karago muntu kubwayi
nokurukuta. Sign marking how the spirit is to flow.
Jukira.
Remember.
Mukubikuru besuli yabi mwe bibi.
Revelation 22.
Unyori soka.
Verses 1.
Muntebe ya Katonda.
From the throne of God.
Ni omwana gwendi.
And of the Lamb of God.
Wakurukuta omugogwa amazama.
Out of which flows the rivers of
living. Akabonera karaga omoyo muntu kubwayi nokurukuta.
Sign show me how the Holy Spirit is to flow.
Ngabwa akurukuta mukuru.
As it flows in heaven.
But yasala oda afuna base ku.
Decided to get the base on the world. The source of the river Nile. I'll seek my best in that nation.
And close
work in the entire world, my final work. Let's read Revelations. Revelations 22, verse 1.
Ogumasa amasanga endabirwamu ngakuva mu ntebe ya Katonda n'ey'omwana gw'endiga.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus.
Omuka kuno gwa mazama
ramu. Rivers of living water.
Okukurukuta kuva mu ntebe ya Katonda
mukuru from the throne of God in heaven.
Wasara wo kwekolera yo base yago mu nsi.
Decided to make its base on the world.
Nikuteka akabonero ko mu gachira.
Put the mark of the river Nile.
Nensi buko yago mu Uganda.
Its source within Uganda.
Nga akabonera ako.
In that sign.
Kalira kwa moyo gwa kendo kurukuta.
Show how the spirit will be flowing.
Ogendo kolo mulimo okwetola ensi yonna.
Do a work in the entire world.
So abantu aba abajja bafuna okwolesebwa kuno abaweereza ba
Katonda
waliyo ebibaakinga ebikulu ebinene
major backers behind that
ebiri mu byawandiikwa ebyamazima
which are in scriptures of truth
mukama byenyinyonnyola
which God explained
mu lugendo lwekku
in the journey of heaven
nakwasaganya buli kwolesebwa kwonna nakweyunga
wa connected every vision and attached it
kati nzinze nalaba okwolesebwa kwaba
kyokutunulamu
okusinira ku lugendo lweggulu nenkunnyonnyolanga bwe kuli kuba omwoyo wa
I can look into it according to the journey of heaven and explain us this.
Yes, he is with
praise Jesus.
So mukama atuwadde chance.
Now God's given us this chance.
Na imu yokana isuri yomusanvu.
But in John 7,
38-39, emika jine jamazama.
The rivers of living waters.
Aba yogera ukabonera akenkurukuta yomoyo mutukufu.
Of the sign of the flow of the Holy Spirit.
Sika mandi kanona yaje ntebe yemukuru naje atula.
Not that God removed his throne from heaven came to sit here.
Wano yatadde okitebe.
He's just put his base right here.
Yokana isuri yomusanvu.
John chapter 7 from 38.
Akirizanze ngecha uandikiwa wechigamba anti emiga jamaza amalamu jili furuma mulubuto lwe olabisa tumumuenda echo yachogera ku bomoyo gwe bali bagenda okuwebwa abamukiriza kubanga omoyo yaita ndaba kugabibwa
omoyo bwa abata ndaba kugabibwa
before the spirit is given
awebwa akabonero
is given a sign
akemi kejamazi ndikurukuta
dreams of living and flowing
na yewe tumara okukiriza
after we believe
ndikurwa Katonda
by God
ne kurwensi ya
for our country
na mugaba
he gives him
budwa mara okukiriza nge kuwanga
after we believe as a nation
and kurwa Katonda kurwensi ya
for our country we shall stand
na mugaba
he gave him
kati mwali muno kurukuta
now is flowing
okora mawanga go nago
omwosi all nations of the world
abasajja abafuna okwolesebwa kuno
who got this vision
okuva mu Austria
Austria
yes you have
praise Jesus so much
bali emabega waliyo backup ezomwoyo omutukuvu
ikawe was a backup of the Holy Spirit
era bakufuna tebasobola kutula
when they got they could not settle to see
wanga tebakufuna mulundi
when they did get it once
bafuna okwolesebwa mirundi nga musanvu
visions like 7 times
kubaga mugende
we tell you go
ne batula ne bakunganya sente zonna
gathered all the money
ne kama nene tusisinka na
if we dare be
omuntu oyo jali
this pastor is there
go kodi sema kuba tuganda
as the bishop that told us
sente zonna ne zeta zapiteke mu mlimu ngene mba
needed we inject the work to move on
bage no tuka
as they reached here
baka mato okusinda ku kodi sema kwa byali banonya
according to the bishop they were looking for
baba lagayo omuntu
he showed them a person
alina okuba nga addukanya okwolesebwa okwo okugenda mu
maaso
ne bamubuulira n'ekikula omuntu oyo kyalina
okubeeramueki
byalina okuba nabyo ebikakasa
nti
oyo kati
ne
bagamba bwe
Here in Uganda exists a man who is heading this work, who is Elijah, Moses, and heir to David's throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Bagamba,
they say,
nti, mu Uganda,
in Uganda,
in 1992
when they came, there existed a man who was to head this work.
Bagamba,
and they said that,
umusajyo,
that man,
ategeddwa kuba nga Elijah
meant to be like Elijah
ng'alwanisa bannabbi b'olulimba
fights the false prophets
ekyokulala
the other thing
alina okuba nga Musa
meant to be like Moses
ng'amanya ebikwatagana essanduko y'amateeka eriludda
what concerns the ark of the covenant where it is
ate nabisingana mu lugendo lwa
I found it in the journal of heaven
nenzula covenant box wawe
yava where the covenant box came from
era bwe tuba tusoma olugendo
lw'eggulu we started the journal of heaven
kuli mu kibuga kya Katonda
the city of God
Jerusalem ekyomuggulu
Jerusalem of heaven
netuzula Musa yalagibwa ebyomuggulu
discovered Moses shown things of heaven
netuzula n'essanduko y'amateeka weeri
discovered the ark where it is
n'ekitabo kya Mukama ekiri
and the book of God within it
eri bwe tuba tusoma enkwe za Satan
when he started the skills of Satan
omanyi bwe tulwanagana ne bannabbi b'obulimba
bubi with false prophets
nejukira
but remember
ebintu bino Katonda abindaga mu lugendo lw'eggulu
this God show me the journal of heaven
yangamba nti babiwandiika mu mawulire
didn't tell me they wrote them in the newspapers
yangamba mu ebiri
he told me
that nabbi bange gye bali
my prophets are there
abamu nabagamba bwe nti
some I told them this others I told them that
bino nzize mbifuna mu bbanga lino
getting the things these days
kati nze gubatana mu lugendo lw'eggulu mwaka gwa 2005
the journey began in 2005
paka 2011 iyi barua nifunye
2017
ninga dukira nze badde mwendi ngagenda maso nokulaga ensonga zonna
moving on show all things
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
kakati kiri bwechiti
it's like this
bwe wayongera bagamba
when they move on they say
omushaji ayino kulembera mu mulimo
the man meant to lead this work
alinge
Elijah like Elijah
ebi muje Elijah mujima
the works of Elijah you know them
kuruhanagana banabbi
ba fighting with false prophets
banabbi ba Satan
the prophets of Satan
ni kwasoma na fuinkweza Satan
you start with the schemes of Satan
erika tona nilika
ni to God and his church
mwetu somera ngatwa ulomoyo wa Katonda
that is separating the spirit of God
ni bikola byo butukiri
and his works of righteousness
kumoyo kwa Satan
from the spirit of Satan
ni bikola byago bitali bya butukiri
its works of unrighteousness
mwetu lino somera
when we are meant to study
wisdom tufu ni kanisa
the right Christ and his church
ni makwisa bo bulima na makanisa
ka and the false Christ and their churches
ni ndawo wenyeni
that's a real battle
atenga tulino somayo
we have to study
injili entufu
the rightful gospel
yo bwakabaka bwa Katonda
the kingdom of God
bwakabaka bwa Mungu
the kingdom of heaven
ngatujao na kunjiliza ba Satan
from the gospels of the devils
au tujja kuba tulaba kwera ija
there we shall see of Elijah
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus so much
omusajja oyo
this man
I know kuba nga Moses
meant to be like
ngamanyi bulungi ebyomukuru
knows well things of heaven
ngenda kubinyonyora
mbasa I'm going to explain them
Musa yamanya ate byomo
how did Moses know things of heaven
sinze Musa abange
it's not me Moses baga
baringa
they said he is like
abana bayinzoga
others said Moses
tumbe yatukoze bubije
apostle
ibintu byona tubade tubikiriza naye yatugamet ya Musa
all this but when he told us he's Moses we disagreed
bana sinze Musa
I am not Moses
bagambi
they have said
alinganga
he is like
who is Elijah Moses usobola bibi era byonanga
gwe Musa gwe Moses to Elijah
wewe bora bakulaga emirimu gye bakula gifanana gitya
works they did how they appear
Daudi yakola ki
what did David do
yakomya osanduko ya mateka
toward the ark of the covenant of the word of God
ejo kye tuliko wano
that's what we are on to now here
kukomya osanduko ya mateka mu kanisa
restoring ark of covenant in the church
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
They
spoke this on this vision.
Also, the covenant box is supposed to be in Uganda. Ugandans.
You first pose it.
Isanduko ya mateka.
Act of the covenant.
Inakuwa mu
Uganda. It's meant to be in Uganda. We are going to study it.
We
know even where it comes from, we know there.
Akati kulijia mepati kamupiti wako
all these who claim to be in this call We want to bring out the rightful proofs.
Yeah.
The covenant meant to be in Uganda.
Has
to be like Moses. Why like Moses? Because of the Ark of the Covenant. It is the scroll of the Lord. The Old and the New Testament. The reason why that man is meant to be like Moses.
He
knows well things of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It's
the reason why
Musa,
when you look at Moses, he saw things of heaven. According to Hebrews 8, verses 5. Why is that man like Moses?
Musa,
because Moses,
he
saw things of heaven,
and he
brought the Ark of the Covenant. Hebrews
8,
verses 5 to 6.
Abebulani yesule yomunana, nolunyiri olwokutano.
Hebrews 8, from verses 5.
Abaweleza abechifananyi, echechisikirize echebyo omuguru. Nga Musa, boyabulirwa Katonda. Boyalinga agenda okukola ewema. Kubanga ayogera nti, tolemanga kukola byonna, ngecho okulabira ku bikiri. Chewalagibwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
These are
images of the true things in heaven.
Like
Moses was shown on the mountain.
Nebamugamba tolema kukola.
Told him, do all things like the things of heaven you've seen.
Katonda biyakulaze ku lusozi.
God showed you on the mountain.
You've been
seeing these images here.
Who
first saw those I first drew on the physical paper, Manilas? As I saw, I would draw them. Me, I wasn't even born again. That I knew something.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus so much. Restore things of heaven.
As
Moses saw them.
As
God showed him on the mountain. This happened in the book of Exodus. Exodus 26, verse 30. Exodus 26, verse 30.
Era olizimba eweema mu ngeri yaayo gye walagibwa ku lusozi. 31. Era olikola ejjigi erya kaniki, n'ery'olugoye olw'effulungu, n'ery'olumyufu. Neri ya bafuta enunji erangiddwa ne bakerubi omulimu ogw'abakozi ab'amagezi bwe lilikolebwa.
Bakerubi wabalabyeko wano.
Have you seen kelvins here?
Byonna biri wano.
Everything is right here.
Tubisoma directly.
We studied them as they are in heaven. We prepare them well.
Nga Musa.
As Moses.
No kukirawo.
Beyond him even.
Amen.
They showed him right from their hair. Right from their
feet.
We finished right from their feet.
Yes, we are
praise Jesus so much.
It's
what I told
you.
God told Israel will make you jealousy with another nation.
For our
knowledge will be surprised. You know what
it's
done to Uganda.
The
vision very extreme.
Yes, we are
praise Jesus.
Moses
has told us you've seen the covenant box in heaven.
It's
how you have to make it. Let's finish down here. Exodus
26:32. Ero oli wanike jiji wansi w'ebikwanso n'essanduuko ey'obujulirwa olikiyingiza eri munda w'ejjiji n'ejjiji liryawulamu erimmwe awatukuvu n'awasinga obutukuvu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Amagamba n'essanduuko y'amateeka
the Ark of the Covenant
ogikwata nga n'ogiteeka eri
put it display there
awali bakerubi
where the cherubims are
jukira kikyazimba ya Musa
nakusa. We almost built the one of Moses.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Tuzimba kwe kanisa
ntukufu. We build you the holy church.
Naye kyatugambibwa ku mulundi guno.
What was told us this time?
Otegere nti ebintu Musa bye yalaba biri mu kkulu.
Things Moses saw are in heaven.
Lugendo lwa kkulu.
The journey of heaven.
Olusifutukana ku nsi ya
Prince from the planet Earth.
Neruyita mu nsi zino.
It passes other planets.
Tugenda mmoje.
It got the stars.
Tugenda kuwe kulungirivu bwe.
Past circular appearance of heaven.
Tuingira mu kibuga kya Katonda.
Move on to the city of God.
Yerusalemu ekyo.
Jerusalem of heaven. That's where we find in the center of it the two cherubims, in the midst of them the mercy seat, the covenant box, and the golden altar of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
Now he God
in
giving this man
from Australia,
who came from Austria, and they
say this
man has to be like Elijah.
He knows
what things of heaven, how they appear.
They
signed, they
had it as
they reached in Uganda. And the man, they failed to locate him. 1992, I was 5 years.
Me, I'm
born in 1987. They didn't ask, is that man old or is young? There was a problem then. Those who
are
going to seek Jesus the King, and is the baby in the manger in a crowd.
It's
not me, Jesus. I give
you an
example. Me, I am a servant of Jesus. Some of you understand us wrongly. But I give an example. The wise men, those in Matthew 2, Christ as King of Kings. And
they
now perhaps is reigning. And they went to the kingdom. We are looking for the child. They say, where is the child? We don't know concerning the child. But if you see of him, we
too
call us, we worship him. Yet they wanted to kill him. That's why days the pastor searched. They searched for the child to kill him.
But
what was on this man?
They
didn't ask this man old. Is this still a young child? That was the problem where it was. He God spoke of a man. And he knows this is a man. Was he a woman?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now to say it's meant to be like Elijah. This time
it's
beyond it.
Whoever
they have joined him three. As Elijah,
Moses,
as Moses,
David,
and as David.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But what I know is one. All needed in that work we have
it.
But I'm going to go slow.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. For most can think we are buying honors for ourselves. And others, as the pastor,
in Uganda, when we were
spoken
of,
as if we attached ourselves to the glory of God.
Yet
God is the one who had told us.
He
is the one who planned. Now, you Uganda,
these
are yours, they have been given you, they are not mine alone. You know that this is this and that.
But
they have been given you to take to nations.
Given
you friend of Uganda. Given you loves God in their world.
We
have been given as Uganda to head this work.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much. That man to be like Moses.
I know Kubanga Manyburunji Chivai Techikono Chetavas.
Know well what they call the lampstand and what is in the lampstand.
Yes, you know, no.
That one is there. What is this we see all along?
Moses,
do not fail to do as we've shown you here. Moses saw the lampstand in heaven, in the city of God. Ne bamugamba kola obalaga omwoyo mu butuufu bw'abeera. Show them how the Holy Spirit is.
Musa naye n'abawaako
ekibuuzo. Moses took them.
Teyabannyonnyola kiki yakoze
ekyo. Explain them what he had done.
Olwo nno Mukama ng'atuterekera ebiro bya Uganda.
God prepared us.
Kuleeta obujjuvu bwa byonna.
Bring the fullness of them.
Mu mulimu ogusembayo.
In the final work.
Bigenda kwasamuko kubujja naye ojja kuma
jealousy but you'll be strengthened
kati nga gwe munagwanga
omulala like you of another nation
oba mukwano gwaffe gumatufuuka mukwano gubeere ba Luganda
become a friend we become related
ate beera mukwano gwa Katonda
be a friend of God
tuweereze wamu Katonda wafe oyo w'omuggulu
serve together our God of heaven
fatuyise kulembera mutonyiiga
us to hey don't get angered
wangu mulala ayinza okutunyiigira
agamba
Hey, Mukama,
Lord,
Ruachi, Uganda.
Why Uganda?
Yes, you have
raised Jesus so much.
Musa ba mugamba mu kitabo ky'okuva 25.
Moses was told in Exodus 25.
Kuvesule ya 25 n'olunyiriri olwasatu.
Exodus 25 from verse 31.
Era olikola ekikondo n'ezaabu ennungi.
Ekikondo ky'ekino
wano. That is the lamb.
Balagira Musa
okukola. Command Moses to do it. We don't put it down here to light it. Light of knowledge and higher wisdom. You will make a lampstand. Exodus
25:31. N'ebimuli byakyo biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo
nga bw'okiraba
as you see it right there
kuva 25 onyosa tumubiri
Exodus 25:32
n'amatabi mukaaga galiva mu mbirizi zaakyo
amatabi mukaaga
six branches
amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo ku lubirizi lwakyo lumu
amatabi asatu gano
three branches on one side
n'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo olwokubiri
amatabi asatu amala ku
mukono gwe other branches on the other hand
Musa ne bamulaga n'akola
Moses was showed and he did them
naye n'atuwaako ekyo ekitundu
but he gave us a half
nga Mukama bwe yamulaga
as God showed him
kati ffe nga omulimu ogusembayo mu Uganda
we as the final work in Uganda
tukubuulira ki kyetegeeza ekikondo ky'ettabaza kitegeeza
what the lampstand means
kubanga Musa yalaba bintu bya
mukulu Moses saw things of heaven
nze Katonda okumbona mu lugendo lwe
God took me the journey of heaven
nga sinnabategeera
I had not yet understood much
kati ate bino ndaba byaki
what are why am I seeing these
bino bintu bya ba Musa
these are things of Moses
nga bagenda kulaga
told me I'm going to show you
byo ne bya ba Musa ne bannabbi bonna
think of Moses and all prophets
oyo kobitwale wanga lyange liri enalonda
them in my nation I chose
do for me my
final
one bareto obujjuvu
bw'okumanya the fullness of knowledge
and
the glory of God
Musa akole ebyo byonna
Moses did all that
yasoka kumanya amannya gaabyo
did first know of their names
kubanga Mukama yamuwaako
ekyo God gave him that portion
omutume Yokana
apostle John
yena agenda mukubikuliwa
and he went in revelations
eggulu neriye kula
heavens were open for him
ne bamugambe zitabaza bulijjoze mukolezi
he showed him the lamps you've been lighting
ye miyo musango ejjanga
they are the seven spirits of God
kubikuliwa sule yako na
revelations 4
olunyi katusoma olusoka n'olwokutaano
the spirit from verse 1 and 5
tusoma kendele libiri
we read only two verses here
olwokutaano n'olwokutaano
revelations 4 verse 1 and verse 5
olwokwangu yamu
because of time
okubikulira esuula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olusooka
Revelations 4 from verses 1
oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba era laba olujja oluguddwawo mu ggulu n'eddoboozi lye nasooka okuwulira ng'eri akagombe nga lyogera nange ng'ayogera nti linnya okutuuka wano nange nnaakulaga ebigwanire okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo
yesu
yebasibraise jesus so much
eggulu lyeggula
heavens are open
omutume yokaana n'agenda
apostle john went
n'atwalibwa mukolesebwa kwa mukama
taken the vision of god
bw'atuuka mu ggulu
when he reaches heaven
yalabayo ekikondo ky'ettabaaza
he saw there the lampstand
ne bamugamba
and they told him
ebyo gye miyomusanvu gyabwe
those are the seven spirits of god
katusoma olunyiriri olw'okutaano
let's read verse 5 we hear
okubikulira essuula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano
revelations 4 verses 5
ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo y'omusanvu egya katonda
akati wuliriza
now listen
omuweereza yokaana
The servant John, in Revelation,
showed
him what Moses saw,
and they
explain him what they are. And but since the world
exists,
no one could ever join that word.
And
the land stand is in Israel, nations
they
don't know what it is.
Uganda,
and
see
Uganda where the final work is. We reveal every secret.
You know,
there are those people who told us those days. Apostle gave up on the call of the nation. Let's take it over. What are you speaking about? You even need to be prepared. To bring in the standard of the young children. All the nations of the world. Everywhere people have computers. Those who seem wise in this world.
Go
to speak things of daily food we are up to. You speak cars.
We
have to speak knowledge. Revelation. Which is highly
able.
And they will prove that's the nation.
You know,
you tell a white man, I see God give you a car. Have you taken a gospel to him? Let's teach you what you speak. You don't understand it. Of revelation, which is extreme.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
The
names of the seven spirits. All these I get them in the journal of heaven. By human wisdom. They not. Isaiah 11. Let's pass through quick.
Isaiah 11
from verse 1.
Yese muri vensibuka. Netabi eririva mu mizi. Je, liri
Now, as Moses made
the lampstand,
Revelation
gave us things of heaven as seven spirits of God,
which
give you their name. There is the Spirit of God there.
Isaiah 11
verses 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gwa magezi.
We have
the spirit of wisdom.
N'okutegeera.
We have the
spirit of understanding.
Omwoyo gwa okuteesa.
We have the
spirit of counsel.
We have
the spirit of mighty.
Omwoyo gwa okumanya.
We have the
spirit of knowledge.
We have
the spirit of fear of
God.
Best in Uganda. All they are best in Uganda.
As
it was in Israel,
they are
in the shadow of the truth. Right now, this one we are in, we
are
no more in the shadows.
And
God will tell us,
that
out of you is going to come light.
That's
why he speaks.
You
are the lamp of the world.
They
don't light
it, and they
put it in the basket under.
As
lighting the spirits in us.
And we
build the lampstand,
the sign
of the Holy Spirit in the fool,
who appeared
in the sign of the dove,
shows
us his fullness in the
lampstand,
that we get filled of that spirit,
the
spirit of wisdom of God, which is in the
word, the
spirit of understanding, which is in the
word, the
spirit of the counsel of
God, knowing the
season and time of every prophecy. Spirit of power,
root
to whatever God never planted and never built, schemes of the crafty, schemes of Satan,
false
prophets down,
spirit
of knowledge,
knowing
the one true God,
Christ
Jesus is saying,
for
eternal life,
to
separate the worthless from the worthless. Spirit of fear of God. Totally hate evil. Help men get from evil. Spirit of the Lord.
Glorify
only the Father in heaven.
And
the Christ Jesus is sent.
kwegamba mukama atwagadde nnyo nnyo
God loved us so much
kati obuna byobunandako jawulyanga baga mugenda kuva omusana omungi mumwe
promise you hear much light is
coming from you musana akikazi
what form of light is that
ogweme yomusango ejakatonda
that of the seven spirits of God
give you kule ekigambo kyakatonda
which reveal the word of God That's why he's told us in Matthew, Matthew 5, don't light in a lamp and put it in the basket. Matthew 5, verse
13. Tegucha nate, wabulu abantu kugulinyirira. Onyole kuminenya. Mwemuli musana guansi. Echimuga bwechikubibwa kulusozi. Techi inzika kukisiwa. Ule kuminetano. Sote bako leza tabaza. Okujivu unikina mchibo. Wabula okujiteka waguru kuchikondo chayo. Na yo eva kila wona abali mungu. Onyole kumina mukaga. Kalo musana guamwe. Guakenga bwebutyo.
Omusana guafi.
Our light.
Katonda mazo koleza.
God lightened the spirit in the fool. No more can silence. We are not going to put under the basket. We are going to display all wisdom of the kingdom of God.
And
we speak by the spirit. Every secret that I prove it.
You're
not sure, except you've just come here. But if
you're
just speaking, the fullness of the Holy Spirit,
demons, this
bit of power you don't understand.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. God is preparing a nation.
Standard is
a high level of standards.
Joking
things here. Put funny timber which are funny here.
Wanotukola standard magezi mchivali na ukulava kwa.
Wisdom whatever they are to see.
Wanga tuteke tabaza wa guru.
We put the lamp up.
We
lighten the nations. Nations honor God.
So kwa maleo rinyidio.
Let's finish this verse.
Matayo esule yokutano onye ule kumina mukaga.
Matthew 5 verse 16.
Kalo umusana kwa mwe. Gwa kwenga wegutio. Umaso gava antu. Balabenge vigambe viru njibia mukola. Balyokeba gulumizenga kitamwe ali muguru
tuli mu kiseera
we are in a moment
ya kujuza okumanya Katonda mu nsi yonna
knowledge of God in the world and his glory
so tuwaki ali kuteka tabaza mu
kibo no more putting the lamp under the basket
that's
what we told you why that man is to be like Moses understands well the lampstand
which
show the seven spirits of God and its works the act of the covenant as it's in heaven
for
in the book of Revelation Revelation
11
verses 19
kubikulire sura ya 11 n'olunyirirwa 19
Revelation 11:19
Na yekalu ya Katonda eyo muguru n'ebikulwa ne walabika muyekalu ye esanduke yendagano ye ne wabawo kumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ekikankano n'omuziro omungi
abantu n'okutuuka leero banoonya esanduko y'amateeka yalagawa
up today they look for where the ark of the covenant went it is in heaven
but tujisomako wano bulungi buli ekikwata
obit ya whatever concerns it
era kuona kuba omusango mujja jisi
judgment you will be finding it
mumase katika abakerubi
in the midst of the cherubims
na iya gamba abaana ba Israeli
but he told the Israelites
esanduko yongera jibuzo okumala
akaseera I'm going to take it away for some time I will restore it about
diddamu n'enjibikula eri amawanga
I will reopen it to nations Don't you have read it? Jeremiah 3:16. How does he speak there? Who speaks of it is this? They no more speak about
it.
But as God is silent for some time, the nation he promised to release it out.
wakati obulokozi twali tuweze mu nsi yonna nga tebukyali mu Isirayiri
wokka
naye olituuka yagamba nti bwe bibanga mmaze okuwera
essanduuko
nja kugibuzaawo okumala
akaseera
agikomezzaawo ayise mu
Uganda
basajja baagiraba mu kwolesebwa
ne
bagamba mu Uganda walina okuba essanduuko y'amateeka
wenatuka kubunabi nonenga mukama nzijukide. When I reached that, I said, Lord, I remember. Wantu walanga mu lugendo lw'eggulu ng'ongamba. You mean the jar of heaven you told me. Ebintu byonna birabe bulungi kubanga nabi w'abaganda bo. They see them clear, I gave them to your brethren. Naye byabulako okunnyonnyola. But they lacked explanations. Nsabu njagala ogende. I want you to go. Okole wamu naawe. Work with them. Nnyonnyole. If you explain.
Yeremiya esuula ey'okusatu, olunyiriri lwa 16.
Jeremiah 3 verse 16.
Awo lulituuka bwe mulibanga mwaze era nga mweyongedde mu nsi kale mu biro ebyo bw'ayogera Mukama nga tebakyayogera nti essanduuko ey'endagaano ya Mukama so teriyingira mu mwoyo gwabwe
bannange gumanye ebbanga essanduuko y'amateeka nga
tebagirowooza
nga tebamanyi oba bintu byabanaisaidi
byabaoba
byabulirawa kumbe ekyaliyo
omukuluera
kuno okulwa omusango bajja kugijjayo yerimu ekitabo kya Mukama Bayibuli
eky'omukulu
Yeremiya esuula ey'okusatu olunyiriri lwa 16 so tebaligijjukira so tebaligikyalira
nakati bagijalire bagisanga
now we visit it find it where
yes he was
praise Jesus
niba genda kujanga nbanne isanduku yamateka mpo zeberete
how is it
erimu bichibanda
what is in it
mutu nyonyoleko
explain us
musa yabijja
Moses got it
from mulanga bya mukuru
is the things of heaven
yangu kunyonyole
come explain you
akati wano kunsi wetuli
now we are on planet earth
kati ovamu
now you get out of it
nora bisenda la
mwenda you see other nine planets
nora munye
you see the stars
opanga lye
in the firmament of the heaven
nora bwe kulungire
bwe the circular appearance of heaven
wano wano libera mbyawo ndi
this you are in scriptures
abamanyo lugendo lwe kulwe rutamu
no jano heaven how it moves
akati bwe ita kumulya ngumba
when you pass the door to know
wali wa badala
there are stairways
ba malaika bakirako
just they stand on it and they ascend
we am kama dala
when you stretch on the
land oguka mugure lyaso ko kutonde
enter the first place in heaven
ndi mwechi bugacha
katona this is the city of god
ati masa
mulimu bakerubi
mumasekati gabakerubi waliwo essanduko y'amateeka
entebe
y'ekisa n'ekyoto kya mukama
ekyasanga
bulijjo byalinga naye mukama atwanguyiriza bannange kale wadde tubadde tumuswaza ebbanga liri naye ne tugenda kuddamu
muswaza
Yeremiya essuula ey'okusatu olunyiri lwa 16.
Jeremiah 3 verse 16.
So tebaligijjukira, so tebaligikyalira, so tebalikola nate bwe batyo. Onyole 17. Mu biro ebyo baliyita Yerusaalemi entebe ya Mukama, n'amawanga gonna galikuŋŋaanyizibwa eyo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yerusaalemi eky'omukulu kye twogera.
Yerusaalem of heaven is spoken of here.
Ibulaniya 12:22.
Hebrews 12:22.
Biro byolekera musango.
The season is heading to judgment.
Tubandiza mu kibuga kya
Katonda.
Yerusalem
ekyomu. Jerusalem of heaven.
Eryekuŋŋaanira eddene erya bamalayika.
Gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
Ery'omulamuzi omukulu Katonda.
Where is the chief judge who is God?
Era yabagamba nti ali bakuŋŋaanya mu kibuga ekyo okubafukuta
ku omulimu. We will gather them in that city to pour fire on them.
Twogera ku
boonoonyi. We speak of the fire.
Yesonga lwaki ebiro bye tulimu
abooluganda.
Tuli mu biro eby'omulimu ogwo gwennyini
ogusembayo. In the season of the final work.
Nandiyogedde bingi ku
Elijah. Spoken much on Elijah.
Lwaki omusajja yalinga okubanga Elijah naye nabyo bannyonnyoddeko
okwo? Man is meant to be like Elijah.
So gwe ayagala okusoma ku Elijah yali atya?
What to speak read how Elijah was. N'emirimu
gye yakola.
In the works he did.
Ojja kugenda mu bassekabaka.
You'll go in the kings.
Ekisooka.
First kings.
Osome ku mirimu gyonna gye yakola.
Read all the works Elijah did.
Okusanyawo bannabbi.
Destroying the prophets of Baal.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Obo yagala okumanya ebikwata nnaku Dawudi.
What know what concerns David?
Engeri essanduuko y'amateeka ebaali baginyazi.
How the ark of the covenant had been captured.
N'agikomyawo.
And he restored it.
Ojja kusoma mu Samuel.
You read in the Samuel.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Samuel 2.
2 Samuel.
Kakati Bible.
Now the Bible.
Ibadde yafuna obuzibu.
It had gotten a problem.
Wanga Bible ye kitabu ekyabiranga mu sanduku
ya mateeka. Bible is the book which was in the Ark of the Covenant.
Yali yafuna obuzibu.
It had gotten a problem.
Batoddemu ennyiriri.
They have subtracted scriptures.
Bazinyodde nyodde.
They have twisted them.
Bakubye nnyingi ezibuzaabuza.
Printed many which are confusing.
Kakati tukomyewo gikomyawo
nga bwe yali. Right now we've restored it as it was.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, the reason
why they say that man, he will be like a lion.
Musa,
Moses,
era obusika w'entebe ya Dawudi,
the heir of the throne of David.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nandi nyonyodde ku Dawudi.
Would have explained of David and on Elijah, but because of time,
era tuli bafuna ko wake.
We have to get them at least.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Na yengo bondo babu abasajja
bano. But the signs were given this man.
Okuva mu Australia.
Right from Austria.
Nebagamba mugende.
Told them go.
Na yo musajja inokulembera mu mulimu ogwo.
The man to spearhead.
Kuno webonero okumugendo mulabira.
These are the signs by which you will see him.
Alibangera ija.
You will be like Elijah.
Omulimu gwe kufafaga na bannabbi
ba Afrika. Fight with false prophets.
Alibanga Musa.
Be like Moses.
Okubala gesanduko ya mateke eri
rudda. Ark of the covenant where it is.
Era alibaletera omusana ogwo moyo mutu.
Give you light of the Holy Spirit.
Okubanyonyola ekikondo kyettabaza.
Explain you the lampstand.
Okulaga obujjuvu bw'omwoyo mutukuvu.
Show fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Okununula abaana ba Isirayiri. Abaana ba Isirayiri.
Children of Israel.
Obe kanisa.
All the church.
Okuva Misiri.
From Egypt.
Okuva mu bikolwa ekkanisa ng'ewambiddwa ensi.
Church was when it's captured by the world.
Ebikolwa by'omu kkanisa bibiri ng'ebyabo abali mu nsi.
Of the world and in the church.
Nga baddayo e Misiri nga balogo.
And they went back to Egypt, they are wizards.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ekkanisa yali yazeeyo e Misiri.
Church had gone back to Egypt.
Nga muyoola n'ebigere mwe.
And you even gather dust of people's feet.
Ne muyoola n'ettaka nga muli balogo.
And you gather soil of wizards.
Nga musika ebyabannammwe tukisika tukitwala.
People's properties and possessions.
Nja kunnyonnyola ku ebyo naye ka tusooke tumale yo wano.
I will explain those that let's first finish here.
Yeremiya esuula eyokusatu
katuddeyo wano mu speech. Tuddeyo tumaleyo okwolesebwa kuno.
Let's go pitch this vision.
Elijah, Moses, and Eric David's throne. Also the covenant box is supposed to be in Uganda. Ugandans are to be a special race of God, God's chosen people.
Bantu abalonde,
they are people who are chosen.
Gundi njagala wetegeere.
Pray for masanyo. Realize yourself. Stop joking.
Bojano kufuna okumanya
kujudde. Come here to get the full knowledge
of
the glory of God.
Jangu ngozengo omuntu omulungi.
Come like a chosen person.
Alina omulimu ogukukola mu nsi yonna.
What do you say, well?
Wandika ebitabo.
Write books.
Not nga bulungi.
Not very well.
Kubanga amawanga gakulinze.
For nations are waiting for you.
N'omusana ogwako gw'okumanya.
Light shining of knowledge.
God's chosen people. We looked for this man and failed to trace him nor the church he is heading.
Obutuufu we bajja bambi.
Truly when they came.
Baalemerwa okuzuula omusajja
oyo. They failed to trace that man.
Era nga bagamba.
And they said.
N'ekkanisa gye yali akulemberamu naye yababula.
Even the church he headed he failed to get it.
Kyokka kati w'eri.
But right now it's there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Sigena omanyi sijja kuba bululu bwa kulembera mu kanisa.
Yes, ndi wo Kristo. Lords to head church.
Nanga yatuma moyo otukulembera
mvati. He sent his spirit to lead us.
Yes, ndi mukozi wa mona
ili. I'm a worker with him.
Bila manyinga.
And I know that.
Namo muri bende kukukola muno moyo
mtukufu. You two already work together with the Holy Spirit.
Ebintu bino.
Ubu
kodisiba kuno okuyitwa kwa Uganda.
Vision of the call of Uganda.
Kuitaga mu okukakana awali Katonda.
Needs to humble where there is God.
Kuchuziwa obujuwo moyo mutukufu.
Feel the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Osobola okukwatana amagezi ab'ekitalo ddala.
Handle it with high level of wisdom.
Nga sibya osaaga saaga.
Not a joke.
Naye osobola okulaga ekitibwa kya Katonda mu magezi agategeerekeka.
Glory of God in the clear wisdom.
Si kutuzza ku lusozi kutuddusa
biro. Put us on the mountain to run on the top of it.
Ari omuzungu omuleeta omuddusa
ku lusozi.
Ajja kubuuza kati okudduka nfuna
mu lusozi. Ask you through running what do I get and benefit.
Ewange nziruka exercise ne mmuko.
I make exercise home every day.
Mbadde manyinzize mutu w'omusana gw'okumanya.
Can you give us light of knowledge?
According to the vision, the man is on the west part of River Nile.
Agamba nti okusinya kwolesebwa mukama
kwe. According to the vision God gave them.
Bamusuubira west part of River Nile.
They expect the man on the west side of River Nile.
See,
around the River Nile. Me as me, I don't know tribe physically where I come, but what I knew, I grew up along Jinja Road. In Lugazi.
Yes, we have a
sibling. Praise Jesus so much. Those who physically give birth to us, they fail to trace our origin on this world. They are hanging there. Our forefathers physically, they have Swahili names in the flesh, but he said they failed to trace their origin physically. Those who preached in the East Busoga and they married
the
woman who birthed our fathers,
so they
entered the tribe of the woman side.
The problem
is there. But be what you know, we are on the others who are cast from Benjamin. The reason we fail to trace anywhere we base. They are there and say,
he
said you nothing much what surprises. In our fathers, in the flesh, they have Swahili names. Now we as children, when they came in Uganda,
and they say,
let's get and enter in a certain clan here. They enter this in the leopard clan. And children, which would have been of clans, but of
fathers,
they have those Swahili. They are Swahili
names.
They call them those names. That is the names. We don't call ourselves those names. We don't want those names.
But
I grew around the Mabira forest. My mother is from the Baganda. The flesh. She's in Mokono.
Now,
we don't want to follow things like those. What I'm up to is the only work of God. I don't want to know about tribes, nations, and languages. I want to know the holy clan of heaven.
You too,
I call you the holy clan of heaven, which is led by the Father in heaven.
But
the tribes, I'm not involved.
I have
no time such about that.
When
I realized it's us they threw here, and I gave up on that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Just
in that side. These who went to Pastor Kanya those days. They went to Lugazi, they are looking for the man. You wanted to do what to be? But when I was there,
2008,
after the journey moved 3 years, God told me, enter the city. He gave me results. We shall see hills, 7 hills surrounding Kampala city. I came, moved, looked for all of them. I left my wife home, went to search for my things, which God has told me. He
says
those hills, them too are a sign of the Holy Spirit, right from Kampala, Uganda. As Israel, Jerusalem is surrounded by the 7 hills.
Yes.
Ahead we shall study them. But I tell you, I knew what was in this world.
And
I search for whatever they tell me. When I go home, I don't speak where I've come from. Not that people home were my enemies.
Some
things we are hard to explain at that time. That you're coming home to look for 7 hills.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That where you coming from?
I'm from
looking at the crested crane.
Rwaji.
Why?
For
it is the sign of the Holy Spirit in the nation.
Yes,
it's the reason when you kill it. In prison, you don't argue over that.
And
when you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, they don't forgive you. The prison is hell.
We have
to see this ahead there.
Prove
there is no more backsliding and getting retarding. Everything needed to know. Prove he called us. All we need to use. All you will know them.
There's
no more retarding, brethren.
This is no joking matter. We did not save our money for nothing.
We tried to even gather money.
In 1992,
this man,
some
of them went to the city of God already.
I met them
and we spoke. But they said they left, emphasized to their children. If they discover that man,
they
bring everything needed to do that work. And they are there. They got the address.
The
switch is no more accessible. Many con men who came to claim their fame.
Asked them
of the Ark of the Covenant. Moses did know nothing.
We were surprised that none of the people we asked knew anything. Neither the pastors we approached.
They said, they were very surprised.
None
of the Ugandans knew of that issue clearly.
Neither
the pastors within the nation.
We therefore request that whomever knows anything about this man, or his church, or the man himself, to contact us at the address below.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They said, we request any person
who
knows anything about that man,
of
the church he heads, to contact us in the address below. You can try it. And you look and search for them. We wait for them in the rightful season. We are preparing ourselves.
Wilhelm Wetzel and Emil Klein, August 14 to 36, Post Fach, 67A1591, Vienna, Austria.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
That's
the box address. We don't stop any person. If you want, you can reach them, tell them you are Moses and Elijah.
No
problem,
Manilwaj.
You know why?
People
will ask you what proves. The past men have done that.
So
now we shall come back the other time. Explain why they are like Elijah and David.
Till
we shall move on to see this vision down. Let's briefly pass through it. Apostle John Mulinde.
Prayer Mount in Uganda.
Prayer Mount in Uganda. In the book known as Nation on the Crossroads. Prophecy upon Uganda. When God told him through,
Uganda
has to be a source of wisdom and understanding. Let's pass through it brief.
Just even before he tells the story, I asked him. He's from Kampala, from Uganda, in Africa.
And
said he was coming from Uganda. In Kampala.
Here
he had reached abroad. And he realized God has answered us. The way Satan silenced it.
What
used enough wasn't given us all by then.
In Africa. And just even before he tells the story, I asked him, because some of you won't know what was going on in Uganda.
Agamanti,
Explain the Americans. He told them, some of you realize what's moving on in Uganda. What is that year? 1995.
What's
moving on in Uganda? You. Now look. Now friends. All you Ugandans. And friends of Uganda. This moment. There's no more time. Let's speak on John Kanya. The vision he got. Let's show us briefly we pass through it.
Next
Sunday you run quick, you come early.
For
we shall begin 8 Sunday this time.
Uganda, an example to other nations. Word of encouragement. Uganda. John Kenya. Revival will come out of your ashes.
Agamba.
It is my prayer that you keep.
Agamba.
He says it like this.
Okudizibwa obujja kw'enjiri.
Revival of the gospel.
Kwakuva mu nsi ye wamwe.
Come from your country.
Ye we mu Nigeria.
He is a Nigerian.
Niye tebakwatibwa obujja kwogera bikulu.
Jealous says speak great words on this nation.
Kubanga Katonda bamaze okumugamba.
God really told him.
The
plans of God can't be changed.
John Kenya. Revival will come out of your ashes. It is my prayer that you keep fanning the flame of revival and of the Lord's glory. You have been.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yagamba.
He said.
Let's
give more strength and power. In what concerns that revival?
Kubanga, mukama wafu wakori sichiti wache ngai tapu Uganda.
Our Lord is displaying His glory passing through Uganda.
Ogono gwemlembo mpya.
That's the new generation.
Ogwino kumanya katonda
okuri. With the full knowledge of God.
Sichiti wache.
And His glory.
Revival and of the Lord's glory. You have been chosen and are highly privileged as a nation to receive the Lord Jesus' glory. Yes, we're in Hebrew.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Agamba,
he says,
we have
chosen.
Era,
and we are highly privileged
Ngekuanga.
As a nation. To receive
Ekitiwa kya Mukama wafu
the glory of the Lord Jesus.
Habakkuk 2:14
comes in there.
The
world will be filled with the knowledge of glory of God as the water spread over the sea. In 2013, we were with the brother David. We were the side of Chitindale. The angels came to fly all over the entire heaven. And they said, we will come in the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
And they said,
the moment of beginning, I told Brother David, 2013,
you are a blessed nation. And God has decided to rest His hand on you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so
much.
He said, we are a blessed nation. And God, His hand,
is
going to rest in this nation, work in the entire world.
Yes, we will change your spiritual climate to suit His glory. You are a pioneer of the faith and have a great calling.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abraham and Joshua, he said that
God,
Jesus,
our Lord Jesus, the spiritual climate of the church is going to shift it from where we are to reaching His glory.
No,
when we study scheme of Satan,
till
we are the glory of the latter church.
Agamba,
he says,
we are
pioneers of faith.
Barumi,
Romans 10:17. Faith coming from hearing. Hearing by the word of God.
Yes, so
the reason why he passed in Uganda. Command by command. Command by command. Scripture by scripture. Here a little
bit.
We shall be pioneers of faith.
kwata obukwasi ebyawandiikibwa kwokka
scriptures alone
gwotobanyi mukama olaba ali mukubawandiika mu
speedily
agamba nga tulina okuyitibwa omwekitalo okunene
omanyi
obeera nga muna uganda gwayogera
oyinza
okaba banjogera
byaki
naye omuntu owegwanga ebba n'akaswala agamba bannange mulina okuyitibwa kunene mmwe tujja kunyonnyoka buli kimu awo byawandiikibwa
wano
obuwere kuyitira mubuyitizi
Uganda is to be a light that is not to be hidden, a place of praise and habitation of God's glory.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
Agambi,
he says,
Uganda,
that Uganda,
what did he say?
Uganda is to be a light that is not to be hidden, a place of praise and habitation of God's glory.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Agamba, Uganda.
He said, Uganda.
Ekiseera nga musana gwotasobola
kweka
era nga kifo
ekyekitiibwa
kya mukama waliyo okumanya okutagenda zibirwa ssebo omusana ogw'okumanya era tuli mukutegeka tv na buli midiya yonna esoboka nga wabeerayo okumanya
ekitiibwa
mwe abalina ebyokukozesa ebitandikirwako
muleete
tosiiza mulimu gwa mukama abangi bagenda kuleeta okukola ojja nakwewuunya nga nebyoleeta tetulina
wakubiteeka
katonda bwe yali ayita musa
yasooka
n'agamba abaana ba isirayiri mugende abamisiri
mubasabe
mubireete zaabu
biti byonna
musa bwe naaba mumulagire okukola essanduuko y'amateeka mu zaabu nga muleeta kati byonna bye mufunye ebiyinza okukozesebwa mu mulimu guno kuteekawo
tvmedia
tiimu eteredde obulumi ebitabo ebikubiddwa ebirimu amagezi gonna magazini buli kitabo ekiteekeddwa okukolebwa awo notufulume mu tulange kati tutandise naye nga tukyali matanka ne
bwetu
sigenda kuvaayo okulanga kintu
kyonna
tuvula tujja bibeeramu wano mu silent
banner
tusooke tubitegekere wano
nze
sisiwakwaya bintu naye bitali ku standard katonda atuwadde kumanya kujjudde nga muleeta kwa kitundu ekyo nakimaliire oba
tugenda
naye nga tukoze ekirimu amagezi tetuddamu kuswaza katonda
gwe
You are to be glory-filled, a holy people, for the Lord has chosen you.
Olide kyagambye tulina okujjuzibwa ekitiibwa kya mukama kubanga muli bantu abatukuziddwa abalondeddwa
katonda
weegamba nti oli mutukufu ng'okyabba sooka olekerawo
obubbin'obwenzi
mukubanga agambye muli bantu bange abatukufu ati okuba olowooza okyali
mutukufu
tuli gwanga eryalondebwa
let no man stand in his way he is up holding you with his right hand and is looking after your souls.
Yes, he was.
Praise good. Jesus.
No one
will stand in the way of the call of Uganda.
When
we held on our hands is God.
And
he watches over our souls. But remember, the two witnesses, when they appear, whoever touches them, we shall explain why
omwoyo w'abajulirwa
ababiri alibayibuli
egamba n'abakwatako kimugwanidde okuttibwa
You are to be a special example to the other nations around you, and people will be totally awestruck at your unity and recognize it is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Agamba,
he says,
we're
going to be an example of nations around us. People will try to see, God will try to see, makes us one.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Eranga amazo kuchikora.
After he does that,
abaonga gategerente mulimu gwa Yesu.
Nations will recognize it's the work of Christ.
What God is doing in your nation cannot be fused with man's plans. Ha. God laughs at this and is calling you to a greater wisdom and knowledge.
Pass the post there.
Pulani ya Katonda gyakola kugwanga.
Teri
pulani ya muntu egenda
yingira. No human plan is going to intervene in it.
Teri ajaleta pulani
ya Mungu. No one will bring a plan to fail this.
Wande bano bemulira bapamba bana
bani. Fear you hear
captain.
Wait a little.
Wanga tugenda kudanga eno nga tukubaku kubi.
Going to be here at the call.
Yes,
the phone call.
Which tribe
is excellency?
Abagenda kuamba bali mu kuwe.
Those who want to capture them in this way. You ask those who have been with me home. Everything
they have been
doing in government, I tell them they are going to do this.
They are
going to take Kayihura and put another.
Now
we are going to do this and that.
Now we do not
take a sample.
Samples.
They are just of samples. That's why we don't speak them here.
And is calling you to a greater wisdom and knowledge.
Just to great wisdom.
Great wisdom.
Knowledge.
Okumanya okujjudde.
The full knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
To a greater wisdom and knowledge. Revelation in action.
Okubikulirwa
yakwe kukora. Revelation working in action.
Gomanya okubikulirwa kuri wano.
Revelation here.
Kazibe kodi z'abamalayika,
the codes of angels,
and
sits everything
mu rugendo rwe
in the journey of heaven.
Tuyitiddwa eri okubikulirwa okwa nga kuli mu action.
Kulabikako kuukwo. You see it.
Eggulu lyakola litya?
Heaven is how?
Oyagala.
You want to go?
Yes, he was.
Praise good. Jesus.
Naye kakubuulire kitwala omwoyo omutukuvu.
Takes the Holy Spirit.
Okukiriza nti aba bantu bagenda okubaako okubikulirwa.
N'okwogera. The revelation that you speak it.
N'ogamba nti be bantu abagenda oteeka okwolesebwa. Babikulira ebyama. Babiriwo action tubirabako.
We see them.
Babagamba ebibinja bamalayika musanvu. Ne babiyita n'okubiyita ne bitandika okukola.
Call them, they work.
You are the bride of Christ.
Muri mugole wani. Omanya okutegeka abagole bonna bonna nga
basokedde brides of the world but to be the first.
Nagamba Yesu anono ekanisa yo mugole we. Ne bagamba naye gwe
Uganda.
Gwe mugole omukulu.
You are the chief bride.
Awo wetegeke nno tokubawo bukubi
nduru. Don't just make noise and shout.
Bero mugole ali akopibwako.
Bride whom they can copy from.
You are here in this land for a reason.
You are in this land for a reason.
Starving will cease. The widows will be filled.
The
starving will cease.
This is moving on. They
are to stop in a very short time.
Come for a little longer and then joy will come after that morning.
That this moment
is
destined to awake us.
Sorrow
is going to be there for a little moment.
It should
restore joy.
I
want to do one thing.
We need a
television. It will awake every person.
The
drama you see moving in Uganda. If we begin. Not begun. We are in the clay cave of David.
Jesus will fill your land with his magnificent presence and the carts of abundance will overflow.
He will fulfill his presence in Uganda. And as it's begun today, we
started
the fullness of Jesus.
He
provide all things we need.
Some
of that discovered is oil and the others. Which are to enable well the call of the nation.
We're
going to
Agomo Gaso. amawanga agenjawula ag'omugaso gagenda kuba
gatwagala. Nations which are important are going to love us.
Bano abaagala tulye bisiyaga bo bajja kudda
bali. Wants us to be almost nations, we shall put them aside.
God has chosen you, and though right now you have been weakened,
agamba,
it is at this
agamba nti newankubadde nga tukula mukaseera kano.
In this moment we see
nga tulaba nga bawedde
mu nsambo as if we weakened.
Kusinda ku kanisa bwefaanana
on how church is
byekola
what it does
nebiyita mu ggwanga
and what passes the nation.
Naye agamba mukaseera kano kennyini
nga
tuli mu mbeera eyo nyininyini eyo
kekaseera
k'okuyimirira
ati time to stand again.
Mm-hmm.
Weakened. It is at this point of your lives that he will make you strong.
His point is to make us strong.
Church
is corrupted.
Politicians,
what they do is not right.
And we see
a hope passing finishing.
But
that exact time,
the
moment we understand,
no demon in hell can stop this. No disease or sickness, no spirit of death will be able to hold up the plans of the Holy Spirit's power for you, Uganda.
Yes, he was
good. Praise Jesus.
He
said, my demon,
no, what
is this?
No
evil spirit of death, the demons,
which will help
to fulfill the plan of the Holy Spirit
and
the power of Uganda.
O Africa, you are Christ Jesus' new song. Rejoice, the battle has been won, and the harvesters must come. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem directly in your land.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
He
Africa.
Uganda,
as part of Uganda is,
we
became with song of Jesus these days. And the angels sing of that,
and
most of Uganda.
Agamba ndi ekiseera
olutalo
lwa Setaani
lutekebwe wansi
era amakungula g'abaana ba Katonda gatuuse batusabira emirembe nga bwe gyabeera mu kibuga
Yerusaalemu
eky'omuggulu n'ekyawa n'ekyoku nsi mu Isirayiri
nagyo
giwumulire ku ggwanga
lyaffe
nandiyogedde ku by'omuwala w'omukulembeze
But time has left us.
We
pass without explaining this.
Hope
explain them next Sunday.
You have
time. We pass through that last one.
You know we are
going to be the next programs.
Let's
put His Excellency's daughter.
We've
covenant.
Grace
with us.
Don't
reach a time to say you've laid us
here. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
but I expect.
Now,
starting speaking of the call of the nation,
there
are many things to be known.
But
I request you one thing.
You are the one
who has understood.
Help Uganda
realize what they
are. And
to implement.
You sit
at the ability you hold.
You are going
to move on cause suffering in Uganda.
Even cause
people in the world move on get destroyed.
Because they are
waiting for Uganda all along.
Now
you understood?
No, everything
that you do, it's around we can do it.
Not
written books for you telling you make all tasks home to
pray. But we've
told you what you are going to do.
Yes, he was
praise good. Jesus so much.
Some of you now in Uganda.
Now, in all of the brethren,
unless
God has put it for us this time,
prepare
for the sake of Uganda and then prepare Uganda.
But Uganda and
then Uganda prepares the entire world
for
the coming of the Lord Jesus.
We no longer
have time for waiting.
Time
already left us.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
It
takes us a great work. If they are preparing all of these things, the scriptures of truth, every place God put this message,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. Everywhere you like, whatever I told you, the other place is here. I go for it. For I send armies of angels to encourage those with those messages to bring them.
Me,
I move on lighting you as the word of God is in his light.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Covenant Nations Church, Kampala, Uganda, established in 2006 by Pastor Patience Msebeni Lwabwingo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Oh, yes, Musomi wa Uganda.
That's not the Uganda reader.
Musomi wa Zulu.
The English reader.
Na inga, obuere Zulu.
But that ministry,
ngeri yeri, eduange kanisa.
In the way known as a church.
Ye wuri saidi ye wa Bunga. Eyo kusoye.
It's in the side of Bunga.
Where is the Usingani wa Mukambala?
The ministry founded in Kampala.
Gwateko wa Makwabiri Mukaga.
It was put there in 2006.
Musumboyo.
In that pastor.
Mwara wa HT wa Yuri Museveni.
His Excellency Yuri Kaguta Museveni.
Amanya Gego.
Those are her names.
God's visions to her. From around 11 years old, the light of the Word of God from Uganda into the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Explain
the vision of God began right to her.
She
was 11 years.
He
told her the light of the word of God has to stretch from Uganda
to spread
in the entire world.
Pastor Patience Msebeni, I saw God with my own eyes. He promised to transform Uganda.
Agamba.
Pastor Patience Museveni,
he
saw God with a high vision. God promised that to transform Uganda.
Patience said, every night for about a year, I could see the same thing.
That for an entire year, God envisioned the same thing repeating.
Image of the continent of Africa. In the vision, Africa was dark.
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus.
Showed
her the continent of Africa, but it was filled with darkness.
And I would hear a voice that would say, out of what was called darkness will come great light.
So she had a voice tell her, out of what is called darkness will come the great light.
And I saw someone blowing a great trumpet. The light started coming out of Uganda.
Praise Jesus.
She
said in that vision she saw sounded great trumpet, that of the last trumpet.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus so much.
We are full konde.
When he blew the trumpet,
Omusana ne gutandika,
and the light began
okwaka mu Uganda,
to shine coming out of Uganda,
na kugenda kumolisa amawanga,
went on lighting to nations.
Na ye ne mubiri we konde yalifu.
Even physically, the one of the trumpet blew it.
Mupali amende na
kwezezishi some month back.
He's
no more waiting for that.
The one who saw
the vision, many years he blew it physical.
The parliament
at that time,
when
they were in the campaign of not amending the constitution of age limit,
that
they don't touch the constitution,
and
he blew trumpet in the parliament.
Time,
light has to start
with
the word of God.
What
are you waiting anymore, Uganda?
It started as a very small light, but it grew bigger and bigger. As it grew bigger, it expanded into other parts of Africa until the whole continent was full of light.
Praise Jesus.
He said,
the light of the word, it began small.
It
grew, increased bigger and bigger. The void increased.
It
spread in the Africa.
Spread
the entire world. Right now it's begun. Small. Like we are here.
Going
to come out light.
Africa.
The Africa.
Uganda, Africa.
Uganda, Africa.
And
to outside. They will discover there is knowledge in that nation.
Then it started going out of Africa to the world.
He left Africa.
He came Uganda,
spread in Uganda.
Africa,
spread Africa. Spread the entire
world.
That's how she saw the vision.
She said, God replied, the light will come from within you, meaning from Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God
answered, told her, the light of the word, of the full knowledge of God, is going to come within you.
Uganda.
You, Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
He said, just as life is changed from the inside to outside.
Just as life is changed from the inner man, just in outside.
He said, you are always looking outside, you yourself looking to other people or countries to be your light, but the light is inside of you.
Praise Jesus.
He
said, yes, as Uganda,
we
invite you go to nations abroad,
we call them to
preach us the gospel of light, that of knowledge.
He said,
the light is in you, you are to help those people.
Now
you welcome Benihin to do what here?
And as the light shines brighter, it will go out to other nations.
Light shines out bright.
It reach
all the other nations.
You know,
nation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
And
they will prepare for the coming of Jesus.
She said, she asked the Lord why the light was coming out of Uganda. And God reportedly replied, Uganda is the heart of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus. She asked God in that vision.
Say,
why is it like to come from
Uganda?
He told her Uganda is the heart of Africa.
Just as the light comes from a heart that is transformed, a life is transformed.
Praise Jesus. First light is in the heart and is transformed.
When
life is transformed because of the light of knowledge.
When Uganda is transformed, he said, Africa will be transformed. As Uganda fulfills God's purpose, Africa fulfills God's purpose.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Uganda,
if Uganda is transformed, get the light of knowledge,
the
man of Africa will be transformed.
Uganda,
if Uganda accepts the call upon
Africa,
it, Africa too can fulfill the call upon it.
As Africa fulfills God's purpose, it becomes the light of the world. Amen.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Agamba.
He says,
the Africa, what do Kiriza?
Africa fulfills after light coming from Uganda.
And they
fulfill the purpose of God. That is what becomes the light of the entire world. May God bless you. I request you understand that word.
Everyone
stand where you're meant to stand. We can put light for our colleagues. Ugandans, we realize ourselves.
We
get out the light of the word of God,
which
is filled with knowledge and His glory.
We
shine in Africa,
in
the world, to get that light. Prepare for the coming of Jesus, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Bless you.